Hello, everybody. In today's Nachdelu, we're discussing Tehillim chapter 146. This chapter is 10 psukim in it. We say this parak every morning as part of the Psukei Dezimra. By way of introduction, the Gemara in Psachim 117a explains the definition of what's meant by the word hallelujah. It means halluhu behilulim harbe, praise Hashem with many praises. The Gemara continues to relate, being the Tehillim was said in conjunction with the 10 types of music, Hallelujah incorporates all the 10 types. Now for the parak summary. The previous parak was Tehillos, praises to Hashem for all the goodness He does for the world in a general sense. This parak commands each individual to give thanks in a very specific and detailed way about the particular good you receive. This chapter also speaks about the advantages of someone who has the proper emunah of faith in God. It's in God's hand to lift or raise up whomever He pleases. Now for the highlight pasuk. In verse 2, it says, Ahalala Hashem b'chayai, azamre le'oke be'odi. I will praise God all my life, sing songs to my God while I exist. This is Rabbi Nachman's most famous Torah. Rabbi Nachman explains in Likutei Maharan, lesson 282, every single person has inside themselves a nekuda tova, a good point which is completely free of ulterior motives. Therefore, when a person starts to look at themselves and only find flaws, or start to look at their mitzvahs and find they aren't pure, even so, you must sift through, search, and find a nekuda tova, good point within yourself or your mitzvah. Through judging yourself favorably and collecting your good points, you start to become alive and sing to Hashem. The clarification process of sifting through your good points, separating the good from the bad, is like making music. Because when you play music, you're sifting through the music notes, clarifying each step of the way the good notes and the bad notes. One by one, we look to our essential good and find that little bit of good we still have inside of us. We need to celebrate that good inside of ourselves and inside our mitzvahs. We need to polish off our mitzvahs, not to take them for granted and let them shine. This is what it says in our pasuk, Azamre le'okei be'odi. I will sing to Hashem with my odi, with my od ma'atov sheyesh li adayin. I will sing to Hashem with my little bit of good that I still have. I will collect my nekudas tovas, and this will cause me to sing to Hashem. May we merit to judge ourselves favorably, to revel in our nekudas tovas, and sing to Hashem with our od ma'atov by connecting to our essential good and wholesomeness, the divine part inside of ourselves. Stay tuned to our next episode of Nachdelu. We're moving on to Tehillim, Parak 147. Thank you for listening, and have a wonderful day.